If he do everything, say hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the 61st day of the year. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Are you glad to still be here? God, I pray for this is another day the Lord has made. We're supposed to be rejoicing and be glad that you're still here. Hallelujah. God. We don't have no room for complaints, but to give God glory, honor, and praise. God. Oh, the Lord is doing great works for us in spite of all the evil going on. Hallelujah. He's kept us from it. Somebody's kept us through it. But the main point, you're still here. And we're going to have great trials and tribulations. But we got Jesus to help us to go through. And it's all happening for our glory, for his glory, hallelujah, and for our good, hallelujah. And be in prayer for Mother DeWitt, understand her brother passed this morning. And so the death angel is still on the move. Every chance you get to say, thank you, Lord. We ought to say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know it could have been any of us or all of us. Hallelujah. Glory, but we're here yet another day. Hallelujah. So let them make some noise in this house. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. That means every one of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he keep us all, the good and the bad. Hallelujah. He's keeping us. We give glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us back together one more time. Okay, can't count them up one at a time. Everybody can count to one. All right, so it's always one. But we try to cram months behind and months in front of us, all into that one day. But we can't do a thing about yesterday and can't do a thing about tomorrow. We can only do it today, because tomorrow is not promised. We praise God for our presider. Our presiders, Dr. and Dr. Lewis, and to Elders Green for the Holy Communion. And to all officers of the Church of the Living God. And to every lay person in the house. So if you're not an officer, you're a lay person. Hallelujah. So we praise God for you as well. Because everybody is somebody. And don't forget it. Don't let somebody else tell you otherwise than you believe it. saying your feelings got hurt. They shouldn't be hurt. They calling you somebody that's not you. They're not talking to you. Hallelujah. And they're talking to whoever they made up, that fictitious person. Hallelujah. And you know, saying that fictitious person, I'm real. Hallelujah. You are special. You are highly favored of God. So you know that somebody love you. Stop talking about ain't nobody loving me. God loved you so much that he gave his son. And then Jesus loved you so much he gave his life. That makes you highly favored. You don't get no higher favor than that somebody died for you. So that you can live and you ain't thinking about them in the first place. Because the words that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He didn't wait for us to get saved to die for us. But he died so that we could be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so you are highly favored of the Lord. The Bible says you are a royal priesthood. So every one of them in you are royalty. Prince, was it Prince Harry? Giving up his royal titles. But you got one that nobody can take from you. All right. God gave it to you. God is the only one who can take it from you. Hallelujah. So you are special. Always think that you are special. But don't let it run to your head. Okay. We're not able to handle some things. Like the Lucifer, his title, hallelujah, ran to his head. So much so that he wanted the worship that God was getting. And so God kicked them out of heaven. So don't let it run to your head. Know how to handle the goodness that the Lord allowed you to be a part of. Hallelujah. Everybody's precious. Special. You are special. There's only one of you. And guess what? You were made for God's glory. Okay. Okay. You were made for his glory, not for nobody else. So stop trying to get their opinion of you. Because they're going to ask you based on how they're feeling that day. If they feeling bad, they want to make you feel bad. They say misery loves. Try to get somebody else to be miserable with you. And then you can have your pity party. Hallelujah. So this thing, look in the mirror and say, oh, you're a good looking self. Okay. I'm going to look good for the Lord today. Hallelujah. All right. Doesn't matter what anybody else think. It's what the Lord said. As long as you're doing it the way the Lord said, do it. You're doing all right. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. You should find our text today in Daniel, chapter 3, verse 28. Father, in the name of Jesus, stand yielded spirit to man, physical man, mental man. We cast them all into your care, that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Speak a word of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, love and power, deliverance, victory. Send a word that will enable us to be all that you have us to be and not like we want to be. So hide me now behind the cross and let your son Jesus arise. Then there be less of me and more of him as we go through your day by day. In the name of Jesus, pray. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Are we there? Daniel 3, verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel and delivered his servant that trust in him, and have chained the king's word, and yield their bodies, that there might be no smoke, that they might not serve, nor worship the God, except their own God. Okay. Ask the person near you this question. Say, do you trust God? Do you trust God? It's a question that we all need to answer. We need to examine ourselves and to see what it is about us that allows us to know that we trust God. And not ourselves. The word tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Now, did we do that today? Have we asked him to direct us this day? Have we not taken him at his word? Have we left him still sleeping? All right. Now, if you're sleeping, you don't need that God. All right. You need the God that never sleeps, not slumber. One that always got his eyes on you, who sees you in all your needs and causes you to be who you are. He knows when to step in, and he knows when to step out. You think you might know, but you don't know. Because God knows everything. He knows everything from the beginning all the way to the end. of existence. God is all knowledge. He's all knowing. Okay? Omnipotent. He is all knowing. He's all powerful. Omnipotent. Hallelujah. And he is everywhere at one time. All right. Omnipresent. God knows when you need him. And he knows when you don't think you need him. But we need him all the time. We think we can move on our own and do things on our own. But God is the one who enables us to do whatever we do. We can do nothing without him. We operate in his power. Hallelujah. And not our power. That's why I tell you, don't lean to your own understanding. Because your understanding ain't right. The word said there is a way that seemeth right. Notice that seemeth right. You know, that's all we need. If it seems like it right, you can't change my mind. It just seems right. I don't care what you say. You ain't gonna change my mind because it just seems right. No, God said there is a way that seemeth right unto man. He didn't say him. And we seek everybody advice and don't never ask him. And they'll tell you what seems right to them. And then sometimes your seems and their seems don't coincide with one another. And then you have another problem. You find out sometimes getting mad with the person you came to get the advice from. All right. But there's a way that seemeth right unto man. But then thereof is the way of destruction, the way of death. Hallelujah. So trust God so that he can take you through. All right. There are some times we got to go through some things. And we think that we're going through it alone. All right. God is waiting for you to acknowledge his existence, to acknowledge his power, to acknowledge his place there in your life. He is waiting for you to ask. Did he not say ask? And it shall be given. We don't trust him enough to ask him. But we're looking for it to happen. But did you ask God? No. I'm just going on what somebody told me. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. That means in all your ways, ask God. Okay. So he can direct us in what to do, how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. Okay. Sometimes we'd be doing the right thing, but doing it at the wrong time. Because there's a time and a season for everything. And sometimes our season brings some weather on that's rough in our life. And I'm talking about some spiritual weather. All right. Sometimes you can have some spiritual tornadoes, spiritual hurricanes, spiritual floods. It said, when peace like a river flooded my soul. When seas like, when was it? When billows, seas that billows roll. All right. So sometimes we get those floods, problems right on top of our problems. Bad things happen right after one another. And the more it happens, the less we think about God. Because we begin to start thinking that God don't exist. Too many things going on bad for God to exist. But God is still in control. And nothing's happening that he doesn't desire for you to have that experience. So trust God. God has said that I won't let nothing come on you, that you're not able to handle. Trust him then. And stop saying what you can't do and what you can't take. You make yourself feel worse by talking about what you can't handle no longer. You handled it that far. You can keep on handling it. You got to handle it all the way up to the, you can see the door at the end of the tunnel. And then you're going to give up. Now, trust in the Lord. Move on. Job had a tough time. He had it good for a while, and then his bad season came. All right? So much so that Job cursed the day that he was born. Okay. The problem got so tough for him, but yet Job made this statement. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Can you say that when things are going bad? Or do we just keep saying, Lord, why? Why me? God doesn't have to explain to you why he allows certain things to happen. He's sovereign. He acts alone. He doesn't have a powwow. Get our heads together and figure out what to do. God is sovereign. You ask him what to do. And stop saying, why me? Why not you? Why you think it should? It shouldn't be you, it should be somebody else. You want everybody else to bear the cross and you go free? No, you got to bear the cross. Because Jesus said, if any man come after me, you got to deny self. Take up the cross and follow me. So there, Job said, though you slay me, even if you just kill me, I ain't still going to give up on you. I'll still trust you. Hallelujah. To do what you promised me that you're going to do when this life is over. Somebody said, when this old life is over, I fly away. So Job saying, I'm going to trust you that my soul will take the wings of a dove and fly on off to meet you on yonder side of Jordan's river. Well, get on to this text and get you out of here. King Nebuchadnezzar decided that he would make him a god. Some of us in here wish we could make a god. But they made it out of expensive material, and we can't afford it. Right? He made him a god that was 6 cubits tall. That's 9 feet. And it was made out of gold. So that had to be an expensive god. Right. 9 feet tall. I don't know how wide it was, but at least probably 3 feet at least. And it's gold. Alright. He wanted the people to think that this is a god. Look how rich he is. Rich in man's value, but couldn't give you none of him because he couldn't speak. He made him a god that can't talk, couldn't use the hand, so he couldn't use no sign language. Eyes they couldn't see with. Ears he couldn't even hear you. So that made him deaf and dumb. What good is a god like that? Sometimes we think our God don't hear us. But he's always has an open ear waiting for you to ask so he can give. He made a decree that now I got to show my God off. And I need all my leaders to come and all the people. And we're going to have a band set up that's going to play from all kinds of instruments, making sounds of all kinds of music. And that would be the key for everybody to fall down and worship. So he got the people together and explained to them what they need to do. And when the music was made, the saucer and the harp and the string instruments, the percussions, and all the other ones. Everybody, except seemingly three of them, bowed down. But I'm inclined to think that was the fourth one that didn't bow. Because he saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He saw them not bowing. So he must not was bowed itself because they have been bowed with eyes closed. So when the music had ended and everybody was up on the feet again, and this man came and told the king, "Oh, king, did you say everybody had to bow down and worship your God?" And he said, "Yeah. Well, those three Hebrew boys you put over the providence, that precious, they didn't bow. They didn't worship." The king got mad because somebody had disobeyed him. And he said, "Bring them boys here." He got them and said, "Did not I say that everybody that not bow down to worship my God shall be thrown in the fiery furnace the same day where the furnace had been heated up seven times hotter than it normally is heated?" They said, "Yeah. I was told you didn't bow." "Well," it said, "I'm going to give you another chance. This time you need to be careful and how you answer, because the furnace is heated and it's ready for you." Now, this is giving them a chance to bow out being roasted, having a barbecue with them. This would put fear in the heart. But I believe they must have heard about Psalm 27 that said, "Bless the Lord." And the Lord is the light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So they didn't fear them because they trusted God. It didn't fear them being put in no fire. They trusted God. God said he would deliver them. They trusted him to deliver them. And because God told me not to worship an idol God. God told me, because he said, thou shalt not have no other God before me. So they're standing in the word of God. They're not bowing, because bowing would be sin. And since they trusted God to be true at his word, they told the king, said, "Oh, king, we don't have to have no talk. We ain't gonna bow down to serve no out of God. Because our God is able." Is your God able? Do you really know that he's able? Do you trust him when the hurricane comes? Do you trust him when the storms are raging in your life? do you say that my God is able? How many stay all night when the weather changes and the hurricane is coming? How many think that they can keep the storm away just by staying up watching for it? How many trust in God to shield you through the hurricane? How many trust in God to protect you while you lay there and sleep? I heard somebody say that if God is up, ain't only me staying up too. David said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So I say my prayer and crawl into bed and go to sleep. Because God got that weather. I ask them to shield us and keep us safe through the storm. Said, I asked. I'm looking for him to do it. And if he doesn't do it, I'm not what said the minister said, our God is able to keep us and to deliver us out of the fire of furnace and even out of your hands. But if he doesn't, we sing about that. Yeah, so if the hurricane or tornado hit, we went from another house to this house, anger, quit it, stop it. If it's meant for me to go, I go on the road, running to somebody else's house. Do you trust God? Yeah, we're waiting for him. But we're watching and waiting. How many see the storm away from your house? Or did it go through your house, to your house, by your house as well? Why are you still waiting up? Go to sleep. Say, God, it's in your hands. Yeah. You may not be the cause of the storm, but it's in your hand. And anything that happened to me, I know it's your will. Ain't nothing gonna happen to me out of your will. Because you told me in your word that everything, give me thanks. Why? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each and every one of us. So, it's his will. No, we have no frenzy. Ain't nothing I can do about his will. So, it said bring a bow down. Ain't no need having your horns blowing. hang about down, save you some time. So the king said, bound them. Okay. Chain their feet. Shackles on their hand. And if the fire weren't hot enough, them keep all the clothes on. The coats and the pants and everything else. Keep it on. The hats. They were fully dressed when they put them in there, but when the door was open, the men that opened the door to cast the men of God into the fiery furnace. The fire came out and burnt them up. But the ones that were casting in didn't get burned up. They was cast in or fell on the ground. Well, not the ground, the bottom of the furnace. While the men that cast them in was burned to death. And the king got a little anxious, got up from his throne and went looking out through the furnace. And he said, I don't know, he might have done this. Having looked the third time, he said, I better get some more body, somebody else's opinion here. I thought I throwed in three. Isn't that right? They said, yeah, King. Well, I see four. Look, instead of them burning up somebody, they were at it going on in there, an addition. And that fourth one is strange. He doesn't look like the three we passed in, but he looks just like the Son of God. Now, if he knew what the Son of God looked like, why was he making an eye of God? You said you know what the Lord can do. Why are you getting somebody else in the picture? You said that you believe that God is my helper. Why are you asking me? You said you believe that God is your joy. So why are you crying? You question? So he said that, get him out of that furnace. They came out and there the party went on. But the king saw that the head wasn't, the hair on the head won't even singe. The clothes didn't burn or even have the smoke on the clothes. As if they had never been into the fire furnace. The furnace was hot, but it didn't burn them. But yet burn hot enough to burn up the people that throw them in. when you allow God to be your protector, when you allow God to be your battle axe, when you allow God to take you through some things, you will be better off than what you are on your own. When you allow God to be God, and you start trying to be God, trust Him in all your way, and don't lean to your own understanding. The king saw them and said, "Now let it be known. Nobody is to say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because He is the true and living God. He is our protector. He'll protect you in your fiery furnace. Hallelujah. He'll protect you through. Though it looks like it's going to take you out, God is a good God. And is a very present help in a time of need. Do you trust Him? Hallelujah. Do you trust Him with your life? Can you say, like Job said, though He slay me, I still trust Him. Hallelujah. When you think, when things are going bad in your life, do you say, I thank the Lord for the trials and tribulations? Thank Him, God. Hallelujah. Because His joy on the way. Everything, James told me, I can count it as joy. May not look like it today. Hallelujah. But in the by and by, it's going to be for my good. So I can count it as joy. Joy, joy, joy. Trust God. He said that these boys, their God, trust them. They trust them, their God. And He caused even my words to be changed. Hallelujah. So give it, allow Jesus to have it. Cast all your cares. How many battling something right now? Hallelujah. Know that the battle ain't yours. It belongs to God. Trust God to take you through it. All He needs for you to do is stand. Stand through the ism and the schism. Stand through the disappointments. Stand through the pain. Stand through the agony. Stand through the disappointments. Stand. Hallelujah. When you didn't get what you wish you could get. Stand. God allowed you to have what you were able to handle. Okay? He gave you to what you were able to handle at that day and time. Now you may get what you want a little later down the road. But right now, you can't handle it. And God loves you enough to keep it from you. All right? God bless you.